Good morning. Today is Tuesday, January 18th. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Today will be sunny with a high of 44 degrees and a low of 28. In our top story, North Carolina spent Monday recovering from the winter weather that swept across much of the state. North Carolina's electric cooperatives crews restored power to more than 20,000 members in the 24 hours following Winter Storm Izzy. With icy roads, there were still plenty of accidents on the state's roads, with one accident killing two people due to the poor road conditions. Dozens of flights in Raleigh and Charlotte were canceled and delayed Monday as crews worked to clear roads and runways from Sunday's storm. Officials still warn of icy conditions today, and some school districts have either delayed or canceled school. Some already plan teacher workdays while others are switching to remote instruction. The weather should stabilize over the next few days, but snow is back in the forecast for Friday. In our other top story, North Carolina Senate Republicans plan to postpone the state's primary elections for the second time. They say ongoing litigation of the newly enacted redistricting maps will make it difficult to hold the primary on May 17 as planned. Instead, legislators will seek to hold the primary election on June 7. Republican lawmakers want to make sure they have time to redraw maps for the state Senate, state House, and U.S. House if the NC Supreme Court orders them to be redrawn. A bill changing the primary schedule would go to Democratic Governor Roy Cooper for his signature. In more politics news, questions of whether Republican Representative Madison Cawthorn should be allowed to run for re-election to Congress are being put on hold. Those challenging his candidacy cite his support for overturning the 2020 election, plus accusations that he helped plan the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. There are legal and logistical reasons for the delay, namely congressional maps may still be redrawn. Cawthorn lives in and represents a western North Carolina district, but he's planning to run for re-election in the Charlotte suburbs. In education news, schools are so short-staffed that Governor Roy Cooper said state employees can use their 24 hours of paid community leave to become substitutes at schools. He said state employees can serve in roles such as substitute teachers, school bus drivers, and cafeteria workers. Several school districts have struggled to find drivers for school bus routes. And finally, if you missed Saturday Night Live, you miss seeing North Carolina native Ariana DeBose making her debut as host. The star of West Side Story received rave reviews for her singing and comedy chops. To catch up on her best sketches, go to newsobserver.com to see videos. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.